From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. The basics of business are this. You find a problem and you solve it. But sometimes it's a little more complicated, because what happens when you find a problem and solve it, but your customers aren't aware of the problem? Because if they're not aware of the problem, they don't exactly care about your solution. So then what do? It can be frustrating.
The challenge was we knew that we deliver the value. The challenge was to prove in some companies that the value is there. And at the beginning, it drove us nuts.
That's Ohad Greenspan, the CTO and co-founder of an Israeli company called Nomogu. And in a way, the problems that Nomogu faced are right there in the name. For one, clients always mispronounce it. But also, it means something you really can't see.
Nomogu is actually a Hebrew word, meaning vanished or faded away.
And that's appropriate because Nomogu helps brands protect themselves against a problem that's often impossible to see. It won't show up on any data reports. It's generally not on anyone's radar, but it leads to significant loss of sales. Which is to say, Nomogu is fighting an invisible problem, and its first challenge was to convince brands that it was a problem worth solving. How do you do that? That's the question we're going to tackle on Problem Solvers today, because Nomogu certainly has done its job. The company was founded in 2014 and today works with some enormous brands, including ASICS, Dollar Shave Club, Argos, and Samsonite. It's raised $29 million in investor money to date, has 90 employees across its offices in both Israel and Boston, and is growing exponentially. So how does Nomogu make the invisible visible? And what exactly does it do? We'll get into it all right after the break. If you want to take risks and solve problems, you need insurance that can protect you along the way. That's what Hiscox specializes in. Hiscox is the business insurance expert and knows that every business is as unique as a fingerprint or a barcode. That's why it tailors intelligent solutions to fit every business's specific needs and, as a result, leaves entrepreneurs feeling well protected. Its customer service has a 97% rating. Get a quote or purchase a policy at hiscox.com. That is HISCOX.com. HISCOX.com. All right, we're back. So first, let's take some time to understand what Nomogu actually is. It's the brainchild of Ohad and his co-founder, Chemi Katz, both of whom have backgrounds in the digital commerce space. The two of them met while running other startups. They'd been introduced to each other by an investor, and they hit it off and at first found a way to collaborate within their existing companies. But eventually, they decided to go into business together. They had a few ideas of businesses they could start and eventually settled on one that they felt had the greatest chance of success. But there was a problem. It's kind of complicated to explain. So, okay, the best way to understand Nomogu is to see the problem it solves in action. And to do that, Ohad pulls up a presentation he's put together about Macy's.com.
Okay, I'll share the screen. Let me know if you can see it.
Yep. All right, so what I'm looking at here is Macy's.com, just as Macy's intends it to be. There's a clean interface, images of products, and so on.
You see, this is the original content, but here you suddenly see some related products that are added to the page as an overlay.
Yep. Now this related products pop-up is on the bottom right, and it's covering some of Macy's products. And in fact, it's selling similar products sold by Kohl's and East Boy. And whoa, wait, now there's a little video that popped up and is covering more of the Macy's products. And also, Ohad tells me some of the links that I'm seeing that look like they're on the Macy's site are actually going to be directing me elsewhere to other sites. So, okay, what is going on here?
Some injector, some browser extension, some online hijacker, as we call it, takes over the real estate and just changes the experience to be something else.
Where does this stuff come from? It could come from anywhere. It could have been installed on your computer while you were connected to a public Wi-Fi. It could have been downloaded when you visited a garbage website or clicked on a bad link in some scammer's email. Ohad says that 15 to 25% of visitors to an online retailer will experience some crap like this. And some portion of them will click on it and ultimately spend their money somewhere else. Which is to say, when people are visiting Macy's.com, some of them are seeing pop-up ads for other retailers and then clicking on those ads and then, as a result, not spending their money with Macy's. That's the problem Nomogu is solving for. It's creating software so that the Macy's of the world can clear out all of that stuff and ensure that their shopping experiences are uninterrupted. But challenges abound here. For one, brands don't see this problem on their side. The infection is all happening on the user's end of the journey, so all a brand sees, if it sees anything, is that a user was on their site and then left for another site, which is, of course, totally common. A brand like Macy's would have no idea that this is happening. So, okay, now we understand the problem and also Nomogu's sales problem. They have to convince brands that this is a problem worth solving. And to do this, Ohad and Chemi begin by making some fundamental decisions. First, they decide who they're going to go after as clients.
The approach that we took is to start the revolution from the big companies, from the tier one companies.
There were a few reasons for this. Number one, they want to make a big splash. If they can net some giant clients, then that'll put all the other big players on notice that, hey, maybe they should use Nomogu too. It's essentially the biggest bang for your buck. But number two, and this is particularly savvy, is that big companies operate at a scale that can appreciate Nomogu the most. When Ohad and Chemi began investigating the problem, they tracked how many users were diverted away from websites because of stuff like this and determined that retailers were losing between 1 to 5% of their revenue because of this problem. 1 to 5%. That's the loss. Now, nobody wants to lose 1 to 5% of their revenue, of course. But Nomogu figured that if they went to smaller brands and said, hey, join us in fixing this problem and you can regain 1 to 5% of the revenue, so small brands might say like, ah, that sounds cool, but also complicated and I got a million things going on right now because I'm a small company and I got to spend time on opportunities that'll grow my revenue 20%. So thanks, but no thanks. But a big company?
A few percents of revenue to a top tier company would be tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
So all right, that's their thesis. Go after the big guys. At first, they try to schedule meetings with the security people at these companies, but the security people are not interested. It's like, eh, yeah, seems like a problem, but we got bigger things to worry about. So then Nomogu realizes it needs to talk to the revenue people at these companies. Those are the ones that'll be most interested here. They can take Nomogu to their bosses and say, look, I found a way to increase revenue. Perfect. Next, Nomogu has to figure out how to communicate this problem to the revenue people. And they decide that they need a catchy, really useful term to describe the problem so that people could wrap their heads around it.
So we took us like a few months of a project to kind of look at the previous matches that we had and who are the people that we usually were selling to, what drives them, and kind of come with this message.
They try a whole bunch of language. Is it hooking? Fishing? Finally, they hit upon something that they like, and it's this. Online journey hijacking. That's the problem they're solving. They're trying to combat online journey hijacking. So they start to use that language when they communicate. And when they walk into potential clients' offices, they come armed with more than just a catchy phrase. They come armed with data. Because they know companies will always be initially skeptical of the scope of the problem. So Nomogu wants them to really see it.
We came with concrete proof that this phenomenon happens to him. And also we were able to, like we did with Macy's now, we're now still able to demonstrate, and this is a part of our methodology, is to demonstrate the impact that's specifically for you, right? So we come with a dedicated deck with your site, with the injections that are targeted to your customers, and we show you products or banners that are highly contextually relevant for your site, right? So when you see your site injected with ads of your competitors, it becomes very hard to ignore.
And yet this didn't exactly solve the problem. It actually just led to the next problem, which was this. If a company was convinced that online journey hijacking is a problem, the company now wanted proof that Nomogu's solution would work, which is reasonable. And at first, Nomogo was like, yep, great, let's install it and run an A-B test so you can see the solution. But that turned out to be problematic because every company measured data differently. Nomogo had been relying upon each company to watch its own data and then see the difference.
What we discovered over the years and after talking with many, many vendors that work with these companies in the online space is that measuring success and measuring in general is very difficult. So having an accurate A-B test that overcomes all the challenges of A-B tests, of many, many tests running in parallel, being able to measure things right in a generic way is challenging. We found that the companies in this, it's very hard to do it, and there are very few companies in the market that we saw that are able to do it well.
This needed fixing. So Nomogo spent a year developing its own data analytics system so that it could monitor what happens on a company's site and then show them the results. Now it was able to do an A-B test and really be sure that the results would be visible. And Nomogo started leaning into the data in other ways, too. It created an automated self-service system that potential clients could use where you plug your website in and then a little while later get a report showing how many of your users' journeys are being hijacked. It's right there on their website, by the way. Anyone can use it. And also, Nomogo found that this was an especially useful tool for their sales team because now any salesperson could run a quick diagnostic test on a potential client and then reach out with all the personalized information they needed. The result of all this is pretty impressive. Nomogo began picking up big clients and has thus far experienced 0% churn, which is to say no client has left them. In fact, clients have begun even asking for more.
We now have our clients come to us and say, we see that you have great big data capabilities or analytics capabilities. We want to know what more can you show us? And so actually we started expanding the solution beyond blocking what's not legit, things that you saw, to also analyze the legit side of the spectrum.
And by that, he means all the plugins and solutions that a brand intended to use. For example, let's say a brand used some third-party platform to include a customer service chat function on its website or some advertising platform or whatever. These things could create security concerns or slow down a site or just malfunction. And these clients are now asking Nomogo to use its data capabilities, the one that Nomogo built to A-B test its original solution, to monitor for problems with all these more legitimate issues. So that's the journey. How did Nomogo sell a solution to a problem that nobody knew about? They did it by identifying exactly who their best customer was, then the right people at that customer to talk to, then how to talk to them, and then develop the capabilities to prove the problem to those people in a way that seemed undeniable. It took a while and some adjustment, but now here we are, with Nomogo growing steadily and working to solve more problems than it even originally set out to solve. Not bad for a company whose name means vanished. Nomogo has managed to make itself pretty visible. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.